Hey everyone, Mike Wobshaw with Vikings Entertainment Network. Day 3 of the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine. Another busy one, but the focus is shifting to the prospects who are here to work out in front of NFL scouts, coaches, and GMs. The coaches and GMs came to the media center in day 1 and day 2. They're done. Now we're going to start focusing on the prospects. So first out onto the field, it was the specialists, the offensive linemen, and the running backs. And we had some running backs that looked pretty good. How about Leonard Fournette, the big running back from LSU? He ran a pretty good time, right around the 4.50, 4.51 range. Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, highly regarded prospects. They seem to run pretty well. Deonta Foreman from Texas, unfortunately, was not able to work out because of an injury that they found during some of the medical checks. And finally, TJ Logan, a running back from USC. He was the fastest flying down the field at a time of 4.37. Some impressive times by the running backs.
Alvin Kamara is a guy that is wired differently. He's a guy that's had a lot of attention in this circle. Running back coaches have fallen in love with him after talking to him in meetings. Very impressive in terms of his football IQ, his personality, and his overall understanding of the game. Today, he came out and took care of business. 39.5-inch vertical, 4.5, 2.45, 3.40. Shows that he's fast enough to play the position. Then when you look at the workouts, the movement skills, catching the ball out the backfield, being able to do all the things that have made him a triple threat at Tennessee, you continue to be able to check the boxes about him, which is why I believe he's going to be in the conversation as one of the top three or four backs in that position.
Is that first round territory?
Well, I think he's absolutely in first round.
Okay.
Tomorrow on the field, quarterbacks, wide receivers, and tight ends. But today, they were right here in the media center. They had some press conferences, and we were there.
It's been fun. I mean, this whole thing. I mean, you know, when season ends, there's one of those things where you don't have that off time. You get right back to work. So I've been up and, you know, I've been training since the 26th. To be able to come to this thing and perform and be the best me that I can be. So it's nice to be able to be here, going through it, you know, and being able tomorrow just the culmination of a lot of hard work.
It's a goal. You know, it's a goal that I wrote down, and that's what I want to achieve. But, you know, if it happens, it happens. That's out of my control. I can just be the best I can be in this process and continue to get better.
You know, it's crazy. You know, it feels like yesterday I was a little kid, you know, biggest fan, you know, watching them on TV, hoping one day I would go to a game, and then you know, now I'm here and I could possibly be on that team next season. So this is a great blessing.
Just it's exhausting, and probably just to get your sleep beforehand, that's probably one of the biggest things. And you know, just to be who you are, and just trust everything, trust the process, and trust God. Give it all to God.
And finally, a little bit of fun on day 3 at the combine at the bench press area. We had a coin flip. The reason we had a coin flip, because the Vikings finished in a tie at 8-8 with the Colts and the Ravens. So a coin flip determines who gets to pick first in that three-team rotation in the NFL draft. The Vikings won the coin flip, but that actually means the Eagles won, because our first-round pick goes to the Eagles. We'll have more details on all of that later when we get closer to the draft. But that's going to do it for day 3 at the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine. We're going to be here tomorrow for day 4 with plenty of more action to cover. So make sure you stay tuned right here to Vikings.com for wall-to-wall coverage of the Combine.